Cross Lyons been good enough to join us, Fremantle Coast, to have a little bit of a chat about all things footy. Fremantle flying, they're in the top eight right now, and it's an interesting season that we're getting to right now, given that we're nearing the midway part of the season, and sometimes it can get a little tough at this time of year. Ross Lyons joins us. Welcome to you, Ross. Great to have you on the program.
Yeah, good to be back. Dwayne, Jared, how are you?
Yeah, good. I'm talking about how tough it's getting. I'm watching some coaches rest guys and some coaches not rest guys. What's your philosophy on the resting situation? Because the Cats, like some others, have rested a couple of their...
You can do whatever you like.
Yeah, that's true. So you don't...
Younger list, you know. So, look, we did talk about it with our ruckman. That's something. But we're in reasonable condition at the minute. We're starting to look like a bit better availability. Connor Blakely's been back the last couple of weeks. Griffin Lowe got back for a week, so we hope to add to our playing list, and you're just holding your breath, really. So, and we've got markers. They're all reading quite well at the minute. So, we're happy to try and pick best team to give us our best chance.
And talking about loads, where are you at with this whole, you know, limiting kicking and accuracy down, and maybe that's a direct result of not as much kicking at goal practice during the week. Where are you with that philosophy?
Yeah, it is challenging. It certainly is challenging. And there's only so many hours can have them. But look, I looked out the window the other day. Jesse Hogan was in on his day off having shots at goal going through his routine, and he kicked straight on the weekend after the week before. So it's really about player initiative. And we do it within training, but you can't, you know, like if we played Saturday, Sunday off, they have a half day. Monday, they're in for training and do goal kick, next day off, and then you've got your final training session. So it's up to the players to actually show some initiative outside of the AFL-PA, the collective bargaining agreement. Particularly if you're a specialist, it's sort of pride in your craft and finding time, you know. So they've got to show the initiative and be self-directed to make it happen.
Ross, Matthew Richardson speaking. I'd love to hear your take on how you think it's going with the 6-6-6 and the 1-on-1 in your forward line. Is it harder to exit your defence now because you can't get any immediate overlap out of your back line when it first goes in there?
Yeah, well, if you go back, everyone thought when teams had a 7, it helped you to defend, but you're actually coming in, creating an overlap and going in. So, look, we've scored more out of the middle. It's helped us score. And really, we've been defensively strong, except Richmond kicked 5 goals out of the middle last week. But I read Don Pike's comments, and he's really footy smart. There's no doubt when you win it, teams are really disciplined about numbering off. So it is harder. You go into a contest earlier as opposed to if you've got that spare, it starts to chain up and away you go. So it's helped you score initially, but if you do win it back, it's harder to counterpunch because teams have numbered off almost automatically.
Yeah, and I reckon it's resulted in some big lopsided 50 counts in games that I haven't seen as much over the years because the team will get it in. It's hard to get it out, so it just keeps coming in and out, and the team going back in can't score either, and you're just getting this sort of trampoline effect in and out of your 50, and I don't find that enjoyable to watch either.
No, which has been a trend of the Premiership teams over the last year. The Tigers were get it in, lock it in. And they were almost the opposite on the weekend. We locked in more and, you know, had more repeat entries, but they counterpunched a little bit. So Bulldogs would get it in, lock it in, you know. So I think you're right. It's harder to get back out. So those repeat entries, the centre bounces become more and more critical for ground position. There's no doubt about that.
So, Ross, great to have you back on the program. How do you reckon the renovation's going? We spoke about Ross the renovator for a long, long time. Yeah. Where are we at? Have we got the roof on yet?
Yeah, it was actually a Lloyd quote that pinched. He said that behind closed doors, so I thought I'd run with it. If I had my time again, I wouldn't run with that. But we've progressed. We feel like we've improved, and our win-loss tells us that. We're 4-4, and we've been competitive in every game. And even on the weekend, if you think it was 6 points at half time, and then they kicked 6-2, and we kicked 2-8. Even though they started well and we reeled them in quick, but we felt they were always going a little bit better, but we're finding a way. So we've rebuilt our back seven. Nearly everyone there from early, like from 15 to 16, isn't there. They're all gone and we replaced all of that. And we've got the young mids coming through, replaced our wingers, and our front half is almost totally different. So we feel our form's been strong. really, I believe we should have one more win on the board in, if we had to execute and take our opportunities. And we've been in a couple of close games and tough contests. So we'd like to be a little bit better, but the scoreboard doesn't lie. So it's a big challenge this week against Essendon. You continue. The exams keep coming. So we feel we've gone from really poor contested ball team to top four, defence 18th or 15th to top two. And at attack, everyone's finding it harder to score, and we've improved there. I think we still sit currently ninth, you know, and we were up around seventh. So we want to keep working on that aspect. So, yeah, overall, we've progressed, but as always, so it's a small sample. We'll know more as the season goes on.
Good to watch at the present time. There's been obviously a long stream of knockers on the Fremantle approach. For me, it's very much changed over, not just this year, but over the last couple of years, and you've tried to attack. Obviously, you can only attack to the level to which the opposition allow you to, but you have got some goal kickers, and it's great to see Matera getting the best out of himself.
Yeah, he's worked really hard. Well, we're really playing with penetration. Even on the weekend, we have 56 entries to 50, I think. So we've become the longest kicking team in the AFL. So we're not mucking around with the ball like we did in, you know, the previous couple of years. So, yeah, we're taking ground. We're playing with penetration. It can be a strength, but if you overdo it, you become a bit predictable. So we've got to keep working on that. And we should have taken more marks inside 50 if we lowered our eyes and hit the free targets. So, yeah, I mean, there's a long out view. It doesn't mean it's accurate. But, yeah, we're certainly playing penetration and being able to score more and score quickly. Even when we're 25 down, we made that up really quickly on the weekend. We just couldn't execute properly on entries. So, yeah, there's been changes. Matera's worked really hard. Jesse Hogan off in the Vicula, off a thin base. What he's doing, we think, is exceptional. Tabernard's improved. Brennan Cox can really play. I thought he was pretty good on the weekend and as a young player. So, and Lottie's, you know, had three shots on goal as a ruck. So we think we're hitting the scoreboard more, and we've got a few more options up there. But we know we've got a long way to go to get to, like, where the Cats are at and Collingwood and keep building our list.
Ross, you're talking about your tall players there up forward and in the ruck, but you must be pretty happy at selection when you put a couple of magnets down in your back line and you've got Hamling and Pierce at the moment. Both almost 200-centimetre key defenders, which was unheard of probably 10 years ago.
Yeah, Alex is unbelievable. 199 speed endurance athlete. He had that bad run, but he's back and at the top of his form. Although he lowered his colours on the weekend to Lynch, so he was disappointed with that. I thought Lynch was very, very good. And Joel has been exceptional. He just had to work through some really bad injuries over the last couple of weeks. But when he's at his best, their ability to get a fist in and repel attacks is strong. But our team defence is much improved. We worked hard on it over summer. So we like to think we're putting a lot of ball pressure on to help them get a fist in. Yeah, they're much improved.
You lost Lachie Neale. It was one of the high-profile losses. And, you know, I guess the midfield was always going to be exposed unless somebody stepped up. And the move of Mundy back into the middle, and clearly Pfeiffer's back playing brilliant footy, but Mundy has just been super.
Yeah, he's back to his very best. We spoke over the summer and we said, look, you know, Fife will be back. And Lachie would have been here if we didn't make a decision that the deal was in the best interest long term for the club. So we got more spread of talent, you know, Hogan through the door, Conker, Collier, and there's one other there that I'm missing, which I shouldn't. But, Mundy's back to his best. Fife's back to his best. And Brayshaw's developing in there. And the other one, Walters, playing nearly midfield the whole year. And Tucker's really come on. So, and the numbers tell us our midfield's going as well as anyone. And clearance numbers, you know, four and against a really strong score and defence. So, Mundy's a special player. We think he'll go on next year, but we haven't got to that. So he just glides and his use, you know, he's really... Walters is a class distributor. Mundy, Fife is a fierce competitor that is using it better. And on the outside, we've got the run of, Langdon and Hill that weren't at their best. So we think... And Lobb's added another dimension with his mobility. So, look, we feel we've improved it, but there's some really elite teams out there. And the competition's telling you, if you don't bring the best of yourself, you're going to get knocked off. And the ladder says that. Like, everyone's struggling to string you know, it's consecutive wins together by one or two teams, really.
You got any problems with Optus Stadium and how hard it is?
Look, last year we had some foot issues. We put some things in place to manage that, but we feel at the minute our luck's in, and we understand where West Coast are coming from. But there's lots of threads that go into injuries. You know, your training venue, their leisure time, their footwear, what boots they train in and play in. So there's a lot of threads, but at the moment our luck's in, and we want that to continue. But we are aware that it comes off the cricket and concerts, and it starts hard, and they do their very best, the management, to soften it to AFL level. But as a ground, it is up on the upper end of hardness compared, you know, there's a range of lower and upper end of hardness, and I think it's up towards the higher end.
Great to have you, Ross. Really enjoy picking your brain, as always, and we look forward to talking to you soon. Good luck in your, well, all three games before the bye. Essendon at Marvel this week, Lions at home, and then Collingwood at the MCG, and then a week off for Fremantle. Yeah. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ryan. Critical foes coming up, but we're really focused. Saturday night at the Marvel Stadium should be a good game.
Yeah.
So thanks for your time.
Looking forward.
Cheers.